880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. Welcome back to another edition of Freed on Business. Happy Thanksgiving, happy holidays. This is our Thanksgiving show. Today we're going to do listener emails and some business talk. Matt's going to help me riff. Matt, you're here today.
Gobble, gobble.
There you go. We're going to have real estate capital markets. Kevin Milliff is going to talk about getting deals closed by the end of the year. Yes, it can be done. We're going to have Jonathan Bletcher. He's a criminal defense attorney. We're going to discuss how to avoid a DUI this season. Then we'll go to health and wellness segment. We'll have Lolly Green, MSW. We'll have Victor Franks. He's going to discuss how to stay fit during the holiday season. And Matt's going to tell us how to fry our turkey, aren't you, Matt?
I can't wait. I hope you guys enjoy this one.
Yeah, Matt. You were supposed to do it last week, but I ran over. So we'll get started right away. We're going to do some emails. Matt.
Now, where you been, baby? You got mail.
Give me the first email.
Sam from Brickell Avenue.
Yep. All right. Hey, Sam. Mm-hmm. How you doing, bud?
He's good, I'm sure. Is the housing market at the bottom?
Really can't tell. What you've seen is that the sales velocities have declined a little bit over the last few months, even though they're ahead of last year's pace. Now, no one can really predict what's going to happen coming up next year. With more foreclosures hitting the market, we could see a decrease in prices. I'm going to stick with what I've said this whole time. If you've got a relatively unique product in a unique project in a unique area, a good home on the water, for instance, you'll be able to sell it. It'll retain its value. Will we see a continuing decrease in values in homes across the country? Probably. In selected markets, almost certainly. Everywhere? I'm not so sure about that. Matt, what do you got next?
We got Ralph in Miami.
Hey, Ralph. What's up, bud?
The casinos in Vegas and the Far East create significant social issues. Ralph is against casinos.
Well, Ralph, I'm sorry to hear that you're against casinos without seeing everything roll out, but it's true. I do thank you for your email. It is true that in Las Vegas and in other parts of the country where there is gambling, there are social ills that come with it. If you were listening to the show last week, you heard Jack Lowell, former chairman of the Chamber of Commerce and head of the Beacon Council, discuss the fact that the gaming industry is aware that they will need to make contributions to the social fabric of our society to address the ills that gambling will bring. So we are addressing it, but you're right on about that, Ralph. It is an issue that we are going to have to come to terms with. Matt!
Stan the man.
Hey.
Key Biscayne. He says he owes more than his home is worth. He's going to do a strategic default.
Well, you know, a lot of people are considering strategic defaults. Many have already done it. And what's going to start happening is that more and more people are going to realize that they're not able to reinflate their wheel on their tire as quickly as they hoped, and they're going to have to do something financially. Hey, General Motors declared bankruptcy, and now look, they're profitable. I think a lot of people are going to start to push away their debts, including their home. It's not something that's right, but that may become the new American way. It's a shame. It's also reality. Matt.
Mary in Aventura.
Hi, Mary.
I'm getting out right after dinner. Let's go shopping.
Yeah, Mary, it seems like there's a lot of people that are going to be going shopping right after dinner, right after Thanksgiving. Some of the stores are opening up as early as 9 o'clock, even though many of their employees have protested it. I can tell you one thing that a wise man once told me. It's not what the employees want, it's what the customer needs. So if the customers show up, you can bet your bottom dollar they'll be opening early on Thanksgiving next year. Matt, do we have any more emails?
We do. Pita.
Hey, Peter.
Fort Lauderdale.
Hey.
It seems that the forecast is for a good Christmas for retailers. What do you think?
I think that useful gifts will go. I think that some gifts will not go. It's difficult to predict exactly what's going to happen because we really don't know what economic news we're going to get during the holiday season. We've already had Congress throw up their hands and tell us they can't solve the problem. I've got a question for Congress. If you can't solve the problem on a national level, how do you expect us to solve it on a personal level? Congress has the same problem as many households do. They need to just get a grip with the fact that this is income, this is expenses, make them match. Matt.
Steve in Miami.
Hi.
I just got a DUI. What's going on out there? I've never gotten caught before.
Well, you probably shouldn't be out there drinking and driving. Your question indicates that you do it on a relatively regular basis. I really can't tell you what to do about a DUI, but if you stick around, we're going to have Jonathan Bletcher. Jonathan is one of the experts in town about dealing with this type of an issue. We'll talk about some of the ins and outs, some of the tricks of the trade, but the number one thing you better remember, if you're drinking, call a cab. What do you got next, Matt?
I got Paul in Weston. He says, you lost 40 pounds? I need to lose weight, too. How did you do it?
Well, Paul, I first of all stopped eating a lot. Secondly, I changed the nature of what I was eating so that I could be more healthful. Thirdly, I listened to Dr. Victor Franks. So if you want to stick around for the second half of the show, Dr. Victor Franks has arrived back in South Florida, and he will be live on the air with us.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, momentarily. So stick with us. We're going to have Kevin Miliff talk about capital markets. We're going to have Jonathan Bletcher talking about DUIs. And then we're going to have Dr. Victor Franks talking about eating healthy. And then Matt will fry chicken. I'll tell us how to fry turkey in case you had a little too much healthful stuff. What else, Matt?
That's easy for you to say.
Anyway, yeah, exactly.
Penny from Boca is back.
Hey, Penny.
She wants to know about the fried turkey.
I thought that was fried turkey.
It could be. It has the same pronunciation.
No, same spelling, different pronunciation.
Thank you for that.
That's no problem. That's why you're at McMahon.
Thank you.
What's next?
We got Christopher in Boca Raton.
Hi, Chris.
I want to buy a home is now the time.
Well, it really depends on you. If you're going to live in the home for a while, if it's your first home or a move-up home, it may be time to buy a home. Can't tell whether prices are at the bottom for the day that prices hit the bottom and you miss it. Well, you'll pay a higher price than it was at the bottom. Best bet, if it's the right time for you and you can go out and get financed, go out and buy a home. Good luck on that financing part, by the way. What else you got, Matt?
Larry, Miami Beach.
Hi, Larry.
When will the recovery start?
Well, I think that the recovery started already for some people. Even in our business, you're seeing a slight uptick in transactions and in just activity. The real question is going to come in, what's going to happen next year when the entire Congress goes on break for the whole year and our whole political system gets locked up in the I'm running for reelection mode? I really wish that we would just get down to fixing the economy and being patriotic rather than worrying about our governmental legacies, Mr. Legislators. So focus on the people now. Go.
Thank you. Bonnie in Miami, what do you give thanks for?
Well, I give thanks for my beautiful family. I give thanks for Matt. I give thanks for Kevin. I give thanks for Jonathan. I certainly give thanks for Dr. Victor Franks and losing the 40 pounds. I give thanks to Ezra Katz, the gentleman who hired me, who gave me my opportunity to continue my career in the real estate business. I give thanks to, most of all, my wife and my mom and the rest of my family, because without them, I wouldn't be me. So I give thanks to them. And you know what? I give thanks to all you listeners out there. Thanks for supporting Freedom Business. I look forward to hopefully meeting you someday. Always welcome to call in at 305-541-2350 to give us a talking to here on the show, or send us an email to jim@freedombusiness.com. What do you got next, Matt?
Patrick, South Miami. Can you help me get equity to close a transaction by year end?
Yeah, the actual fact of the matter is, yes, we can. We just finished a transaction that was presented to us 3 weeks ago, finished it in less than the 3 weeks. At the end of the Thanksgiving week break, we'll have about 3.5 to 4 weeks of business time left in the year. So, yeah, we can help you get closed, but you got to call me fast. And when you call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Matt, I got time for one more email. What do you got?
We got another one here.
All right.
Steve in Miami. Saw you tweeted your new seat at the Marlins ballpark. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are that the ballpark was awesome. Anybody who gets the chance to go over there, you're going to enjoy yourself. If you haven't bought your tickets, that's okay. Just be prepared to pay above market I mean, above face when you go to that ballpark. It's going to be a lot of fun. I got to believe that the Clevelander area is going to be one of the most popular parts in the entire city to go out and party. For a very limited price, you'll get the cover charge. You'll get to go see the baseball game. You'll get to party. You'll get to see the really neat view of Miami. It's really going to be something special. And no, I'm not a shill for the ball club. They don't pay me a dime. I'm just a Miamian who grew up here playing baseball, hoping someday we'd have our own major league team. And now, finally, after 20 years, we have the Miami Marlins, and I can't wait to go and cheer them on. We'll be right back after this short break with our next segment. That'll feature Kevin Milliff from the Aztec Group. We'll also have Jonathan Bletcher, who's an Esquire. Jonathan Bletcher will talk to us about DUIs at the holiday season. And, of course, the second half of the show will be devoted to staying healthy during the holidays. Back after this.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back with more Fried on Business. This is our capital markets segment. We've got Kevin Milliff here from the Aztec Group. Kevin is a director at Aztec with me. Kevin, how you doing today, man?
Good. Good afternoon, Jim.
Now, Kevin, make sure you talk into the microphone and stop looking at your emails so we can talk to the people for just a minute.
I'm a deal junkie. I apologize.
Yeah, I know you are. You can never stop looking at your emails and checking on seeing what's going on, even on Thanksgiving, you wild man. Now, Kevin, it's closing in on December 1st. Is there still time to get a transaction in under the wire?
There is. The only thing is you have to pick your horse and start going and working as hard as you can to get that deal closed.
Now, what types of properties would be the easiest to finance given the limited time frames?
It's not going to be so much on with regards to what kind of property type. It's what sort of financing you're looking for. Traditionally, multifamilies are the easiest property type to finance. However, if you're looking for agency financing, getting that done within 30 days is going to be difficult to do, if not impossible.
When you say agency financing, you're talking about financing with the federal government.
Federal government provides financing for multifamily apartment buildings.
So right now, people will probably be limited to a quick bank deal, but more likely a private lender at this point, right?
Correct. Some local banks are responsive, as well as you mentioned, private individuals or private groups that set up to provide short-term bridge financing.
Now, how about triple net transactions? It seems like a lot of people are looking at the triple net market, sort of like corporate bonds, only that they've got a residual value there. What do you think about triple nets, Kevin?
It's a very interesting property type. It's one of the ones that has traditionally been very attractive for private individuals to invest in. Triple net deals, I'm not sure how much of your viewership is aware.
Yeah, talk. Why is something called a triple net deal?
Triple net refers to the type of lease that's signed on it. Most deals that you see, a McDonald's standing there, a Walgreens or a CVS that's on a corner, those are what most people think of when they think of triple net deals. And what it is Walgreens, CVS, or McDonald's leases this property and takes all responsibility. So while you may own the land and own the real estate, you have absolutely no responsibility for paying the taxes, for insuring it, for the building that's on it. That corporate entity, Walgreens, CVS, McDonald's, will take over that building and run it for their lease term.
Wow, that sounds like a pretty good deal for somebody who's looking for cash flow with not a lot of aggravation. It's almost like collecting a check on a regular basis just at the bank.
Exactly. No, these leases come in through major institutions. People look, they're investment credit rated. So Walgreens, I believe, has an S&P A rating. Month after month, every time, the same day on the month, you go and get your check.
Now, I would have to believe that that's even better than a corporate bond, because at the end of the rent period, you're left with real estate and usually in a pretty good location.
They are. it depends how you look at it. Some people look at it as an alternative to real estate or an alternative to a bond investment. The only downside is you don't have the liquidity of a bond investment. You can't easily just go and tell your broker to sell it and be out of it that day.
So then everybody who was investing in homes and other real estate thinking that it was a liquid fungible asset, they were wrong then.
They were.
Wow. Well, I think that we learned that lesson. Now, looking forward into 2012, what does your crystal ball see, or is your crystal ball clear enough to see anything for 2012?
Oh, I see different things each day. That's the problem with what comes out of the markets, what comes out of Washington. All these things going on with the debt crisis, Europe's debt crisis, it changes my view of what's going to happen almost on a daily basis, it seems like.
I'll bet the people in Germany are absolutely thrilled every time they go down to Greece and see the people not working and just simply sipping ouzo, and then see their French counterparts rioting in the streets over the increase in the retirement age as the German guy with his lunch pail goes to work. The United States of Europe doesn't seem to be like too much of an economic engine right now, and with them being a big trading partner for the United States, we could be in for a rocky 2012 if they don't get their house in order.
We definitely could be. The problem with Europe is they don't have a lender of last resort like we do here. The Federal Reserve, when we were going through our crisis in 08 and 09, basically just opened up the money and gave it to whoever needed. Bank of America, Chase, any of these banks out there that needed money. Europe isn't having that. So Germany, these countries are on the hook for Greece's debt, and they're getting tired of it.
Yeah, I'd have to believe that. I really don't want to pay anybody else's debt. That guy that sent me the email earlier about the strategic default, hey, dude, I got to pay your mortgage. I'm not too thrilled with that, so I'm not really too thrilled with people that are doing this strategic default. If it's something that's not federally collateralized, I really don't have a problem because the lender took their risk. They'll make their bed. They'll sleep in it. They've already adjusted for bad debts. But for people that have federally insured instruments that are going to default, that's a problem for me because that's a problem for everybody. Now, Kevin, if we've got the capacity to do loans in a short term here in the last month of the year, you must have the ability to do mortgages on a regular basis at the firm coming up in the first quarter. What do you think is going to be in the capital markets? What view do you think we'll have in the first quarter next year?
You know, we've had some very promising signs, as I talked about a couple weeks ago. The CMBS market has calmed down a little bit. While pricing is still more expensive than it was several months ago, it's come down a lot, and it seems to be more stable. It's not changing on a daily basis by, 1%, 0.5% a day. So that's a good sign. You know, while it's more expensive, the stability in the markets, people having that stable access to debt capital is the most important thing for transactions to happen.
Liquidity. It sounds like if there's liquidity, there's ability to do deals. So if there's more liquidity, there'll be more deals.
Absolutely.
Now, it seems that there's a continuing feeling in the market that values have sort of hit bottom. What do you think the capital market's opinion on that is, Kevin?
You know, when people talk about value, the hard thing is they group real estate, and you've had several of your listener emails ask about our values at the bottom. So much of it is depending on where the location is or what type of asset it is. These triple net deals that we were talking about, some of these are actually trading at record high prices now. Hmm. They were cheaper 2 years ago.
Wow. Why?
Because the people want the security of a stable cash flow investment stream. So people want to be able to go and get that check from McDonald's, get that check from CVS every single month, and they're willing to pay up for it.
Well, also, I got to believe that they like the good quality location that these real estate properties are in. I guess the trick on the triple net deals is to make sure that your tenant's not paying more than market, because if they leave, you're going to replace them at market.
Absolutely. The one problem you have with that, and the one great side of triple net leases, is you have a lease for their terms are typically 20 years and longer. If you want to hazard a guess as what rents are going to be in 20 years, go ahead. But you know,
I can't tell you. All I can tell you is that 20 years ago, they were projecting rents at Brickell Avenue to be about what they're at right now. So but that's after they spiked and went down through the floor again. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. If anybody wants more information on real estate or capital markets, they can give either Kevin or I a call. They can reach me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Kevin, how do they get a hold of you?
Area code 305-938-8623.
Yeah, they'll call me first with that stinking number. This is Jim Fried. I want to thank Kevin Miller for being here. Kevin is the Managing Director, Capital Markets of the Aztec Group. If you need real estate capital, Aztec can help. Either Kevin or I, give us a call. Again, you can reach me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to be back with Jonathan Bletcher Esquire talking about avoiding DUIs in the holiday season. Back after this short break.
This is Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. We're back with more Fried on Business. This segment, we're going to talk to Jonathan Bletcher. Jonathan Bletcher is a criminal defense attorney. He's a member of the Florida Bar since 1982. He's admitted to practice before all district courts, the U.S. Supreme Court, the U.S. Court of Appeals, the 5th and 11th Circuit Court, a bunch of other courts. Mr. Bletcher has served as an assistant state attorney in Dade County, representing the state of Florida in felony prosecutions. He was declared a top 10 DUI lawyer by the Miami Herald. He served as a member of the Florida Bar Traffic Court and the DUI Rules Committee. Additionally, he's lectured at the Dade County Police Academy in the area of courtroom procedure and for police officers. His practice concentrates on DUI and criminal defense in the state and federal courts. He represents clients in Miami-Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, and Monroe counties in DUI, misdemeanor, traffic, felony, white-collar, and cyber crimes, as well as juvenile prosecutions. Mr. Bletcher has defended over 3,000 driving under the influence and vehicular crimes since 1982 and thousands of criminal cases. We're going to discuss how to avoid a DUI this season. Welcome to the program, Jonathan Bletcher.
Thank you very much, James. It's a pleasure to be here, and happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you too, JB. Now, I guess first off, what patterns do police look for when they're searching out intoxicated drivers on the road?
Well, there's some initial indicia of driving impairment. Police officers look for people that are weaving, failing to maintain a single lane. Sometimes people are distracted while they're driving, running stop signs. But usually police officers, especially here in Dade County, don't need much reason to pull somebody over for driving under the influence.
Yeah, I got to believe just driving normally in Dade County makes you look like you're under the influence. Now, let's see. When a police officer pulls me over, peanut gallery like that. When a police officer pulls me over and asks if I've been drinking, how should I answer him? And I guess it's not rolling down my window and letting the cocktail roll out like I see in the DUI commercials.
Yes, well, certainly it's preferable to not have any open containers of alcoholic beverages inside your car. That's also it's another criminal violation to have an open container in your car, but you certainly shouldn't have one of those. The most important thing that I can stress to people is if you've been drinking, get a designated driver before you go out. Most restaurants and bars will be more than happy to call a taxi cab for you. But, you know, get a designated driver and don't drink and drive. So let me just start off with that. But when a police officer pulls you over, if you've had anything to drink, there's a couple of things that you really need to be doing. You need to make sure that you have all your documents available. You need to make sure that you've got your driver's license, your insurance, your registration. Have them readily available. You know, police officers invariably put down in their police reports, subject decided to fumble through his wallet, couldn't find his driver's license. And I don't know about you, but my driver's license is stuck behind a plexiglass thing in my wallet. If I'm trying to fumble to get that thing out, an officer's going to think I'm impaired just because my fingers are too big and I can't get it out of the wallet fast enough.
Now, one of the things that I do is I make sure to keep my insurance card and my registration on the top of the stack of the stuff in my glove compartment, so I can never have a problem handing my documentation to anybody who wants to see it.
You know, if you keep stuff in your glove compartment, in Dade County in particular, officers are very leery about people reaching over into their glove compartment.
Ooh, I hadn't thought of that.
So it's probably a better idea to sort of have it in closer proximity to you. Reaching into your glove compartment can freak an officer out, and they're trigger happy as it is.
Yeah, not that you have an opinion on that matter. Now, do I have a right to an attorney while I take a field sobriety test? Fascinating comment.
Well, thank
question.
You. It is. I don't know where you come up with these, Jimmy. You don't have a right to have an attorney present.
I came up with it because the circumstance happened to me once.
Indeed. Well, you're not alone. There's probably several people in this room that has happened to. But when you're stopped by a police officer, they can ask you to take physical sobriety tests if they have reason to believe that you're driving under the influence. If you have an odor of alcohol in your breath. If you had slurred speech, bloodshot eyes, so you don't have a right to have an attorney, and there are
this is not like a Miranda thing where I can say I don't want to take the test until I talk to my lawyer.
Supreme Court of the United States has held that the physical sobriety tests are not testimonial or communicative, and therefore you don't have a right to counsel. There's no self-incrimination issues there. There's no Sixth Amendment, Fourth Amendment, or Fifth Amendment issues.
Wow. Okay. Well. Woof. So we've talked about the fact that they're going to observe me. What physical and behavioral indicators does the officer look for when he pulls me over?
Well, let me just say the first thing you should do is not incriminate yourself. The first thing, a natural reaction is to say to an officer, oh, I was just at the bar and I only had a couple of beers and I'm on my way home. You know, can't you just let me go? The best advice is to not say anything to the officer that could be construed as an admission against you. What's the officer going to be looking for? Bloodshot eyes, slurred speech, unsteady gait, stumbling when you get out of the car. So basically, you say as little as possible to the officer, be respectful, try not to give the officer any indication that you've been that you've been drinking or that you're under the influence of alcohol. Try to say as little as possible. Get out of the car very, very carefully. And don't give the officer any reason to write things into the police report that you're going to be giving him yourself. You don't want to incriminate yourself. So, you know, you don't want to admit to having any amount of alcohol. And if the officer asks you to take physical sobriety tests, at that point, he's already made his mind up that you're under the influence of alcohol, so there's a pretty good chance you're going to get arrested. Why give him more evidence against you? Unless you're Baryshnikov, you're not going to perform those physical sobriety tests to the officer's satisfaction. There are 147 different things that you can do wrong when you take those physical sobriety tests. If you do 137 right, I don't know, I'm not so good at math. If I was good at math, I would have been a doctor. But
I'll bet your mom would have been happy.
She would have been very happy. But if you do 135 of those things correct, mathematically, that's an A. That's an over 90% right. But according to a police officer, if you do 5 out of those 147 things wrong, that's enough for him to arrest you. So
Jesus.
Don't take the physical sobriety test. It can only be used against you in court.
Don't take it, hey, so that when they say to me that they want me to walk, I say, no thanks, just put me in the paddy wagon?
Well, you can hand them my business card. It's got excellent advice on the back of it.
What does that say? Give me one of those.
Well, on the back of my business card, it says, notice to law enforcement officers. I do not agree to take any physical test. I do not consent to any searches. I do not consent to any breath test. Call my attorney, Jonathan Bletcher, at 305-321-3237.
You better be handing me that card while we get out of here.
As many as possible.
Thank you. Now, if a police officer asked me to take a field sobriety test, then I guess I don't do it.
Well, you know, you could ask the officer, are these free and voluntary? And the officer will invariably say, of course they're free and voluntary, because he wouldn't want to be construed that he was trying to coerce you. So you say, well, if they're free and voluntary, I'm not going to take them. Now, if he says that they are they're required by law, that is against the law. But if he says if you refuse to take them, I'm going to use it against you in court. Then you have a different issue. You need to make a decision.
Seems relatively coercive and rather manipulative to say something like that. How cop-esque.
Yes. Well, officer and manipulative are next to each other in the dictionary.
Now, oh, my God. This one happened to me, too. When a police officer asked me to follow a pen light, what is he looking for? Is that a pupil thing or a following thing?
Well, it's a combination of those things. It's really not so much the pupil thing. What the officer is looking for is a thing called nystagmus.
Oh, yeah.
Horizontal gaze nystagmus. Now, if you can say it, you're probably not intoxicated. But horizontal
Even say horizontal gaze.
Horizontal gaze nystagmus is an involuntary jerking of the eye. Essentially, it's a neurological examination that neurologists use to determine about brain function. And some studies have shown that people that are under the influence of alcohol with a 0.10 or above will exhibit signs of nystagmus, which is involuntary jerking of the eye, inability to track a stimulus at an even pace, maximum deviation where the eye is brought all the way out to the side, the eye will begin to flutter. So that's one of the indications. In fact, National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration has approved the horizontal gaze nystagmus test.
Now, there's so many other things that I want to ask you. We're going to have to ask you back again here during the holiday season, Jonathan. But, you know, what type of defense options do I have for a DUI case?
Well, the first thing I always look at when I evaluate a DUI is the legality of the stop of the car. Sometimes police officers pull people over for the most illegitimate reasons possible. I mean, if you're driving a few miles over the speed limit in Dade County, you do that just to survive.
Correct.
You know, failing to maintain a single lane, if you go over the lane marker a couple of times, an officer's going to pull you over. Sometimes officers just don't have reasonable suspicion to pull somebody over. Sometimes officers pull people over for anonymous bolos. They'll get a phone call from 911, hey, there's somebody driving erratically. But if the officer himself doesn't see you driving erratically, he doesn't have a right to pull you over. You know, the next thing is that maybe the area that the physical sobriety tests were done was not a fair area. It wasn't well lit. It wasn't level. The weather conditions were inappropriate. So there's a lot of things that we look at, including the legality of the breath test, whether or not the officer followed all the proper procedures, whether the breath testing instrument was properly calibrated. There are myriad of defenses to driving under the influence cases.
Well, Mr. Bletcher, we'll have you back again in the next couple of weeks as soon as we can find another opening on the schedule for you. This has been some great stuff. Now, if I still have questions about my DUI case, where can I go to get help?
Well, there's a couple of places, and my website would be a very good one. It's DUILawDefense.com. DUILawDefense.com, or call me at 305-670-1800.
All right. Well, thank you again, Jonathan Bletcher, attorney at law, for helping us determine how that we can best avoid a DUI arrest in the holiday season. We'll have you back on to go over some additional ideas, and we'll be right back after this short break with our health and wellness session. Here comes Dr. Victor Franks. Get ready to ask him how I lost 40 pounds. Back after this.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
Buying insurance has become as easy as point and click. However, knowing what is right for you individually or for your company can be extremely challenging. Matthew Gold and Corporate Benefit Planning are here to help. Matthew's team has over 30 years of insurance experience. Matthew and his team of experts will be glad to review what your needs are, what your status is, or just answer any questions you may have. Arrange a free evaluation now. You will be glad you did.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Hi, this is Jim Fried. We're back with more Fried on Business. Welcome to our holiday show. We're going to have our health and wellness segment on now, and we'll start that off with Lolly Green MSW. Lolly, how are you doing today?
Very, very good. It's a holiday time. Everybody's upbeat, happy, and having a good time.
Yes, we are. What's on your mind today?
Well, I was going to talk today about the decisions that we have to make. All of us find ourselves in situations from time to time where we have to make decisions, and that's okay, but how do we know when it's right, that the decision is right? That's always a big question.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it can help if you use what's called the Ben Franklin method. That means making a list of all the options and how each one will affect us, and then we pick the one that has the most positive outcomes.
Wow, that sounds great, because I guess not everything will have positive outcomes, or at least
right. They
might both have positive outcomes.
Right. Usually they each have their own pluses, and then we call it pros and cons. One has pros, the other has pros, but they each have cons, too.
And what's the best way to do that? What's the best way to do that?
All right, it means you sit down in a quiet place and concentrate hard. It may take more than one try. It may even take a few days if it's a big enough decision. And, of course, another helpful way to decide what is going to be the best thing to do is to talk to someone we trust. That may take more, that may be somebody that their judgment is something we respect and we feel that their input will be helpful.
Okay, but it still comes down to me, doesn't it?
Well, that's right. The one who makes the final decision is ourselves. And we always have to take into consideration what I call the inner voice of our own intuition, the feeling we have, whether it's good or bad for us, and we have to learn to listen to it. It's our core, our center. It's even called a compass because it guides us to the right answer. It always tells us the truth. We can fool ourselves some of the time, but if we're honest, we will feel what to do.
Oh, well, that's just absolutely great. Now, Lolly, I want to thank you so much for calling in today on the holiday. Thank you again for everything, your wonderful stuff, and I will see you for Thanksgiving dinner real soon.
Very good. Looking forward to it, Jim. Have a great day.
All right, Lolly. Thanks so much for calling in. And now we've got our mountain man back from the mountains. He's here on live with us, live in Miami. We've got Dr. Victor Franks. Dr. Franks, welcome back.
It's good to be back, Jim. It's winter came early in Montana. I got out just in time.
All right. Well, great. Now, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about Thanksgiving tips for not feeling like you're completely gorged and miserable after a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner. First of all, you mentioned what you're thankful for. I think a lot of people forget the essence of Thanksgiving is to be thankful, and it's the only holiday where it's all about food and family, period. And that's a good thing. And to me, the essence of not only Thanksgiving, but the essence of a successful life is being thankful.
I agree. So now we've eaten, we've watched footballs, we feel like a stuffed pig. What do we do next?
Well, first of all, before you overeat, and let's face it, just about everybody overeats on Thanksgiving. I mean, that's what people do. And this year the Dolphins are playing, so you might want to stay awake. If they didn't have a three-game winning streak, maybe you wouldn't want to stay awake, but in this case you might. And one of the biggest problems with turkey is it has the amino acid tryptophan, which makes you so sleepy that you sometimes just can't stay awake. So that's one thing you have to deal with. But another thing is, you just have so much food in your stomach that it's hard to, most people hit the couch. So there's a few things you can do that is going to make yourself less miserable anyway after you get done with dinner, which is, first of all, when you're eating this much food or really any meal, don't drink too much liquid. And most people don't know that. And you think about it, it's common sense. Your digestive enzymes, your digestive fluids, which are acidic, if you're drinking a lot of liquid, it's diluting it, period. It's diluting the liquid, so you're not digesting as well as you could be. A little wine or some lemonade is fine, but just, like I said, a little. And please, as we've discussed many times, forget the antacids. Don't do it.
No, I love those digestive enzymes you have me eat. They really work well. When I don't eat them, I know it the next day.
They work. I mean, it's amazing. And the ones that we use, I think, are the best ones on the market. But regardless, you can go to, if you go to a health food store, you can, there's a whole slew of digestive enzymes. Just try to get ones that are full spectrum. Another one is carbonated drinks. I don't care if it's a Coke or a ginger ale or club soda. Any of the carbonated drinks reduces stomach acid, so it makes your digestion inefficient. So if you're drinking those with, you know, having a cocktail before dinner with a carbonated drink or during dinner, it just, it's working against you. It's knocking down the acid in your stomach, and that's exactly what you do need, is more acid in your stomach, not less.
Okay.
And another thing, the Latin culture, as we've discussed before, you squirt lime juice on some of your food, and the lime juice also cranks up your stomach acid. So the lime juice is another thing. Most people aren't going to be eating melons, but for any meal, don't eat melons with any other food, period. That's a recipe for indigestion. And try not to have seconds. How about that?
I mean, whoa.
I know.
Tell that to grandma.
Exactly. But if you can just somehow, because usually it takes your body a bit, sometimes 10 minutes, I believe it is, to really register that your stomach's full. So meanwhile, while you're chowing down on your seconds, you're already full, and so then you're miserable. And also dessert, don't eat it right away. I mean, wait till halftime, wait till, you know, an hour or two later, then have dessert, at least then trying to shove it in around the edges. So, you know, these are what I think are common sense tips. So try that, and you won't pass out during the Dolphins, hopefully beating Dallas.
Well, Victor, thanks as always for coming back down from the mountaintop and talking to us. Now, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
Well, I have a new number, Jim, and it's 786-404-1661.
What was that?
786-404-1661.
Well, make sure you text me that message. And now, thanks, Victor. We really appreciate it. We're going to squeeze Matt in real quick to get us our fried turkey bit here. Matt, we've only got a couple of minutes, as always.
Get in there, Matt.
So, you know, we can blame the studio on this one. They jammed us at the front.
You know, it's funny. Fried turkey is... Well, let's just say we're going to do the best we can. Anyway, let's talk fried turkey. You like fried turkey? Ever had it?
Never had fried turkey.
Oh, my gosh.
Sounds dangerous.
It's delicious. It's very dangerous to make. You really have to have your safety issues up and running.
Tell me
about
that.
And by that, I mean, first of all, you're going to have an area outside the house. You don't want to do this in your kitchen.
Okay.
You got to be outside.
Okay.
And you got to be in a quarantined area, if you will. I call it that because typically there are kids running around. You got to make sure that they can't run through the quarantined area where you're going to be cooking.
It's dangerous stuff.
Very dangerous stuff. Now, the cool thing about turkeys in general, fried turkeys, is that you can actually cook these things off in a matter of 50 minutes.
Wow.
I mean, literally, instead of taking 4 or 5 hours or more in an oven, you can get one done in about 50 minutes. Now, I would also tell you that you really want to get a 12-pound bird. I mean, 15 is as big as you want to go. 12-pound really works well. Anything bigger than that just really is challenging to make. So let's get busy frying a bird. The first thing you got to do is the day before, and you can find what I'm about to say in any major supermarket, but you want to get a nice marinade and you want to get an injector. And you literally want to take a bird and you want to inject this marinade into the bird the night before. And you want to inject it all over the bird, and it's going to give you a great flavor once you're ready to eat. Then you put it in the fridge and let it sit overnight. When you take it out the day you're going to cook it, you got to know that you can't put either a frozen bird or B, cold bird from the fridge into the hot oil.
It'll bubble over, right?
It'll more than bubble over.
Explode?
It literally could explode.
Oh,
and that's
my God.
How most fires get started.
Jesus.
So you really, really have to be careful and really cognizant of the temperature of your bird. You want to take it out really, really early, maybe 2-3 hours before you're going to actually cook it. You want to get that bird as close to room temperature as possible. Don't keep it in the sun. You don't want it to get bad either.
Yeah.
But you just want to make sure that it's room temperature.
Okay.
So then you're gonna go ahead and you're gonna get your oil. I like to use peanut oil. We haven't really talked about flash points, but trust me when I say this, peanut oil is one of the better oils to use for purposes of frying a bird. You're gonna fill up your pot with oil, not all the way. You're probably gonna wanna, you know, earlier before you actually inject the bird, you wanna put the pot with some water and sort of displace the bird to see how much water, or for that matter, oil you're gonna need. for purposes of doing this bird. But anyway, you're going to need about 4 or 5 quarts of oil. You get that oil up to 350 degrees, and then you're going to put the bird in. You're going to go ahead and get your bird cooking for about 45 minutes at 350 degrees, the oil temperature. Get your bird up to 175 degrees. Take it out. Be super, super careful, super, super, you know, safe with newspaper all around, all, you know, on the tables, on the floor, everywhere around. Keep it quarantined off, like I said. You take the bird out, and you got to wait probably a good 45 minutes before you cut the bird, because you want to keep all the juices in the bird. But that is what I call fried turkey.
It sounds to me like the number one thing to take away is to make sure that you're safe.
If you don't take away the safety, that's the issue. You gotta make sure you're safe, because without being safe, you're really asking for a major disaster. I mean, plenty of homes have burnt down because of people who just don't take the extra time and effort and energy to go ahead and, you know, be safe.
All right. Well, Matt, thank you so much for helping us cook fried turkey today. Again, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And we'll be right back after this short break with our final segment, where I'm going to rant and give my Thanksgiving wishes.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you.
At Estrella Marketing Solutions, their dedicated and highly skilled professionals are committed to the success of each and every valued client. With decades of combined experience in marketing, internet technologies, database management, as well as art and design, the Estrella team is more than equal to the task at hand, helping companies make the most effective use of their marketing budget while providing the expertise and support required to consistently achieve superior results. Estrella backs their people up with cutting-edge technology, superior customer support systems, and all the tools they need to ensure the best possible result with every campaign Estrella develops, manages, and tracks. They are helping Jim Fried build his business. Let them help you build yours. So join companies like Kraft, Motorola, TiVo, Best Western, Dish Network, National Geographic, AT&T, and Microsoft, and become a member of the Estrella team. Call Adam at 561-274-4443 or look Estrella up on their website at www.estrellams.com.
Are you interested in shaping the future of real estate, helping to develop the next great leader in our industry, having a positive impact on students? Then get involved with the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies at the University of Florida by joining the Bergstrom Council. For just a $150 donation, you can shape the future of real estate by supporting real estate students and industry programs. You'll also grow your own network by attending exclusive events with the UF Real Estate Advisory Board members. When the UF students succeed, the real estate industry succeeds. So join the Bergstrom Council today at realestate.ufl.edu. The Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. Go lead real estate.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
Hi, this is Jim Fried, and we're back with the final segment on Fried on Business's holiday show. I want to make sure that everybody out there is in the holiday spirit. If you're driving on the road, slow down 5 miles an hour. Don't cut that guy off that cut you off. Let him go. Stop ruminating about it. It'll only make you aggravated, get you a ticket, and end up flipping your car. So stay calm on the road. Remember what we talked about earlier about the different things that the cops look for that'll give them reason to pull you over or to give you a DUI test. Make sure that you stay calm out there, because the police are looking for you, and if you deserve to be pulled over, they will eventually find you. And I also want to talk about Urban Meyer going to the Ohio State Buckeyes. Urban Meyer, you quit football for your family. You ruined the Gator program on your way out the door. Now go up and go to Ohio State to the dream job. You'll be up there. You'll arc for 5 years. You'll ruin their program. So go ahead. I can't wait to watch all the fun. I do want to give a shout out to my friends at Warren Henry Infinity up in North Miami Beach. Larry Zinn and his team were terrific. If you want to know the name of customer service should be defined, go. It's defined by Larry Zinn. he's in, and his guys at the Infinity of North Miami up there, Warren Henry Infinity. They did a great job. I've been a customer of theirs for years. They took care of me. It was painless. They said, come get your new car. I came. It was ready. I got it. Drive calmly. I'm in my new car. Pretend your car is new. Just go easy. It's the holiday season. People are inebriated. You're overweight. You're falling asleep on tryptophan. So go slow. Go easy. Don't create a problem. Now, the other thing that I want to talk about is, why can't the NBA get their act together and start playing games? We in Miami took all this guff all last year because of LeBron and because of D-Wade. I would like to see them play, thank you. I don't want them to game the system, you know, backwards. We should be grandfathered in. We should be allowed to see this. We're paying for it. We want to see it. And Mickey, open your mouth up. Tell them what's going on. Get this solved. It shouldn't be just for the benefit of Michael Jordan and the small market teams. For goodness sakes, we've had our lean years here too. Let us enjoy what we've paid all this time for, and money and wage and everything else. So NBA, drop the ball. Let's start playing. And maybe, I can't believe I'm about to say this, you should take a lesson from Major League Baseball, because over the years, Major League Baseball has been evening out the playing field. The Marlins are going to be competitive finally. Lurie is at least talking about opening up his wallet. Maybe Sampson will allow him to do it. In any event, we need to have that baseball team do well. I was in the ballpark. It's beautiful. It's in Little Havana. People are excited. The feel and flavor is there. Now come and go yourself. Be the salsa. Come and add to what's going to go on there, and be proud that the city of Miami is going to have that billion-dollar playpen. It's gorgeous. You should come out, and you should have fun. Be kind to your family during the holiday season. A lot of people have a lot of problems with their family. They don't like their mother-in-law. They don't like this cousin. You want to know something? For a couple of days a year, suck it up. It's about family and time with your family. And yeah, the aggravation that grandma gives you, well, that's part of being with your family. It's an American tradition to be aggravated by your in-laws on the holidays. So just roll with it and allow yourself to be aggravated. It's just the way it is. And if you won't allow those in-laws to come over, you'll be getting your partner a lot more angry. So allow them to come over. Allow your family to be together. If it's you that's keeping the family apart, look in the mirror. You may be the problem. I have a problem with the people that keep families apart. Allow your family to come together. Be the group, be the person that brings the family together. There's nothing more important than family. And we've had a rough year here in Miami. And next year may be rough too. So the important people in getting through that time are the family, your family. Stick with them, be with them, love them, care for them. They care for you. Next week, we're going to be discussing the business of innovation with Jack Lord. He's the director of innovation for the University of Miami Health System. We're also going to have the associates in business on. Eventually, I'm going to get them to teach me how to write a tweet. We're also going to have Hugo, and Hugo is going to bring with him the American Home Healthcare Group. We're also going to welcome to our show next week Blue Cross and Blue Shield. They will become a sponsor of the Health and Wellness segment and the Freedom Business Show. Remember to tune in next week. We're going to have a great show, and in coming weeks, we're going to have people like Dave Shula and Dave Williams, the economist. We're going to have more shows with Dr. Victor Franks. Make sure you tune in for that. Dr. Franks is going to talk about how to lose weight healthfully and keep it off, and to keep your energy up while you're at work. You won't want to miss it. We're going to do a series with Dr. Franks this winter. You're going to want to make sure you're there all the time. And if you don't catch Dr. Franks, you can always catch him on our replays on Friday at 3, Tuesdays at 10 in the morning, or always at www.freedombusiness.com. You can find all of Victor's shows archived. You can also go there and get an RSS feed so that all our shows will be delivered to you once they're posted on the web. And if you have iTunes, we are now carried on iTunes, so you can find Freedom Business on iTunes. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida,
Data Corp, Associates in Business, PDC Technologies, Estrella Marketing, the Naples Beach Hotel and Golf Club, Dr. Victor Franks. But most importantly, I'd like to thank you, our listeners, and my family. Please go out there to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends to like it. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. You can do it on Twitter, at Jim Fried, on Facebook or through LinkedIn. If you missed today's show, go to our webpage at www.friedonbusiness.com. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8:80 a.m. next Thursday at 5 when we'll have Jack Lord on and we'll be discussing the business of innovation. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Happy holidays. Get on the mask of old Lone Ranger and you don't mess around with Jim. I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money. And it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit into the wind. Get on board mask of the old Lone Ranger and you don't mess around with Jim. Well, a hush fell over the pool room. The Jim had come bopping in an awful street. When the cutting was done, the only part that wasn't bloody was the soles of the big man's feet. Yeah, he was cutting about 100 places and he was shot in a couple more. Song a different kind of story when the big Jim hit the floor. With a saying, you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim. Yeah, big Jim got his hat. Find out where his hat is not hustling people strange to you, even if you do got a two-piece custom. You don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Slim.